Hello and welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in cloud HCM best practices and information which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Cowell, Director, Cloud HCM Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. Our guest for today's show is Sandy Boyd, Oracle Senior Director and the Cloud HCM Development Lead for the EMEA and APAC Center of Excellence teams. Sandy's been with Oracle in various positions over the last 20 years. He spent 10 years in Oracle Consulting and 10 years in Cloud HCM Development, leading the Center of Excellence for EMEA and APAC. During Sandy's consulting tenure, he was an HCM solution architect working on some of Oracle's largest and complex e-business customer implementations. Since joining Oracle Cloud HCM Development in 2012, Sandy has led a team of product experts and advisors who are engaged with Oracle's Cloud HCM customers, providing expert advice and guidance on implementing and using Oracle's Cloud HCM applications and services. Sandy, it's a pleasure to have you here with us on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here, Frank. It's been a long time.
It has. Sandy's joined us on the show today to share some information and his expertise on environment management in the cloud. So, Sandy, let's just jump right in. For any application implementation, there's some sort of environment management. So what's different about managing environments in the cloud?
Well, Frank, it goes back. Yes, you're quite right. Every implementation involving applications, there is a form of environment management. Some activity around managing environments, managing configuration, updates, etc. On-premise, or in the old on-premise world, that would be done on-site. It would be done by your own IT department. It was fully within your control. In the cloud, the services are provided by Oracle, and to manage environments, you need to be aware of the service levels and all the scheduled maintenance events. And that is the key difference between managing environments with an on-premise installation compared with managing environments on a cloud implementation.
So what key activities around environment management should cloud customers be aware of during an initial implementation? And how would you expect these to be tracked?
There are a number of activities that customers and their implementation partners need to be aware of and need to work around. So with any implementation, it goes through a number of phases. You have a plan and design phase. You then have a test or build and test phase. Then sort of cut over to transition to go live, and then living in the cloud, you're live. There are many moving parts there. So with HCM Cloud, we are delivering quarterly updates. We deliver more frequent updates for customers that require fixes ahead of the quarterly updates. The implementation itself, you have your partner working, configuring the environments, standing the environments up, walking through workshops, checking out all the processes, end-to-end processes. Now, all that has to come together. Somebody needs to be aware of what's happening when. And that's important because you don't want to, for example, schedule a workshop and find that the environment's not available because it's down for maintenance, or it's having data migrated into it. So all comes together. And it's funny, at times the environment management role is not in the fore of people's mind during an implementation. There are some instances, of course, where it is, but there are many situations where environment management isn't given the attention it should be. This becomes more important when you've got a large, complex implementation. It might be multi-pillar, so it might be ERP, it could be with HCM, and you have multiple teams that have to be managed. And need to be aware of who's doing what in what environment. And it's absolutely key that there is an environment strategy defined, and that has to happen very early on in the implementation. And that strategy is a living document, and it will go on post-go live. It just doesn't stop once a customer is live. And it's absolutely key that individuals are involved in that implementation adhere to a strong communication plan. And that's both two-way. It's both to the environment manager or the team that's managing the environments and back from the environment manager into the business and the implementation team.
So you just mentioned customers that have gone live. Can you talk about what happens once a customer has gone live, and would they need to review and alter their environment strategy? And if so, what approach would you recommend?
Absolutely. And again, you know, there are many things in cloud implementations that are not unique to a specific area. With a cloud implementation, it's a service. You're implementing a service. You're not implementing just software or applications. It comes as a package. It's a service. And it evolves over time. So every quarter, you're getting incremental updates, you're getting new features. So you have to be prepared to uptake those, not necessarily every quarter, but have a plan around uptaking those new features, maybe twice, maybe once a year. And the same is true for environment management. So during the implementation, all the activities, standing up environments, setting up all the configuration, testing, getting user sign-off, etc., and then promoting configuration from one environment to another environment and ultimately into production. When you go live, it changes. The need for environment management doesn't change. It's the actual activities change. And it can get quite complex if you have a phased rollout compared to a big bang. With a big bang, everything goes live at the same time. All your users are up and running, and you can do that transition into stabilization and then business as usual. With a phased rollout, you're rolling out the same features and by different geographies, or you have the information or the solution being rolled out across all geographies, but it's incremental from an application point of view. Those nuances will require slightly different techniques to manage environments. In one sense, the Big Bang is probably the cleanest. A phased rollout, it may be more manageable. You also need to bear in mind that once you are live, then you still have the quarterly updates to consume, planning around uptaking new features. And so all these have to be built into your environment management strategy and managed by the team responsible.
Great. So environment management in the cloud just never ends. There's some form of it for the entire time. So thanks for that. So what are some of the complexities around environment management, and how could they be managed effectively?
Complexity around management is around managing the environments itself. What tool do you use? Do you use spreadsheets? Does your partner or your system integrator, do they come with something that they can leave with you? That to me is the main complexity is how do you do it? But there are other things you need to bear in mind in managing environments. Is it's not just about our cloud HCM applications. Environments also have touch points with other systems, integrations, third parties, third party software. That does play a part, does have a part in environment management activity, insofar as that if you're going to do some maintenance, for example, in an environment, and that environment is connected or integrated to a third party, then how are you going to manage the fact that the system may be down for maintenance for a short period of time? There are interfaces that run on a periodic basis. There could be lots of sort of processes that are scheduled to run, and they have to be managed. Now, within the cloud, that's relatively straightforward to do. But if you have a third-party system that's really directly outside your control, that's expecting information or is trying to feed information in, then you might need to think about, well, how are you going to manage that? The key thing is from an environment management point of view, is having a sort of process in place, a method in place. Again, this comes, I keep going back to the environment strategy, having a clear defined strategy defines what's going to happen, who's responsible for that, and how it's going to be communicated. And communication is absolutely key here, both during implementation and you know, post go live, living in the cloud, that you might have a notification to say that the environment it's got its normal maintenance windows coming up. How do you tell your users? How do you tell those individuals within the organization that needs to know the environment's going to be not available, or it's essential that goes out there so you don't get users phoning in your hotline to say, your support hotline to say, the application's down. There are other things as well that need to be about the legislative changes. For example, you might be in a country where there are periodic legislative changes coming. They could be delivered quarterly, they could be delivered annually. You need to build those into your environment management plan. And so, again, so you can make your users of the applications aware of what's happening when. As you know, Frank, pulling together a spreadsheet, which is out there and posted out in Cloud Customer Connect, which is a tool which hopefully will help certainly the more complex implementations or those customers that have got a greater number of environments. But that tool's out there. I know you'll provide details at the end of the show. And hopefully it will help in this management of environments and the associated activities.
Great. Yeah, and that's a great tool. And I'm going to give a little more information on that at the end of the show here. So you mentioned keeping maintenance to a minimum. How can this be achieved?
The straightforward answer to that is just stay with quarterly updates. So our normal update cadence is on a quarterly basis. So every quarter we deliver new features, we deliver feature fixes, and enhancements or delivering ideas that have been raised by our customers on Cloud Customer Connect. There are other options. You can, if required, have a monthly update or even a weekly update. So those are the sort of three flavors, the weekly, monthly, and quarterly update. By far, the best option is to adhere to the quarterly update. So you're only going to get four updates a year, period. There may well be, on top of that, any legislative update, but those can be outside our control. But in the main, four a year. And compare that with, taking monthlies, that's 12 a year. So you can just see quite quickly you've got more maintenance activities, and the more maintenance activities you have, then the more management around those activities, recording and communication of what's happening on. And that's just one environment, but if you've got five environments, then you've potentially got five times that, five times the workload to consider. The other thing around managing updates is, and I've seen this quite often, and typically, generally, you find that you need to take a weekly update. Now, certainly when you're in your implementation mode, I would expect to see weekly updates, maybe monthly updates, in addition to your quarterly updates. But certainly, once you go live with anything, I would move certainly production to be quarterly, and it's trying to adhere to quarterly period. When you're taking weeklies, and again, tends to be during the implementation, but you need to be aware that our weeklies and monthlies are cumulative. So if you are waiting for, you might have one fix coming or one patch coming next week, and then there's another one scheduled for the week after, then certainly you might want to take those two as two weekly updates into your test environment. But you wouldn't want to take those two weeklies into production. What you would do is, once you've tested the second weekly, because it's cumulative, it includes the fix that was delivered in the first weekly, you would only want to take the later weekly into production, which is just one maintenance event for production, whereas you've had possibly two maintenance events for your test environments. So it's thinking about, not just focusing on fixes and how quickly can you get them, but what's the best way of taking these into production? Can I minimize the maintenance events where I have to take an off cycle. When I say off cycle, I mean an fix that you can't wait for the quarterly.
And it can become very challenging to manage with all those moving pieces. And then when you factor in refreshes that you want to schedule and track all this together, it becomes a challenge.
Absolutely, Frank. And this is where the complexity, if you didn't take any fixes, you didn't have any refreshes or anything like that, life would be really, really simple. But what tends to happen now is that you've got... You might take a weekly into one test environment. You need to consider, well, wait a minute, there's an environment refresh to that environment from production next week. Production won't have this fix. And quite quickly, the complexity increases dramatically. And if you throw in another four test environments and you're in the middle of your implementation, or it could be, you know, uptake of a new feature, it could be a new module, you're already live. You can just see quite quickly the complexity around this grows significantly. And the challenge is, the problem is, if you don't manage or know exactly where you are with your environment, you come to request an environment refresh, and then you find, uh-oh, we can't do it because production doesn't have this fix or won't have this this weekly update applied until such and such a date. I mean, customers really should know, and certainly partners during the implementation should know exactly what's happening to each and one of the customer environments.
Yeah, and this really raises the question, when do customers need to get involved in managing their cloud environments? And can they wait until they go live, or, you know, and can you comment on the resources that are needed to manage customers' environments?
Waiting to go live is too late, far too late. You should be doing this from day one. You should work on the environment strategy. You really need to have your environment strategy defined as part of the planning phase of the implementation. And that document is a living document, and it will be modified, maintained throughout the life of your service, because our service changes, we evolve, you know, it's the nature of the cloud business at the moment. So you definitely must have that environment strategy day one. As far as resources, again, this will sort of flip backwards and forwards depending on what activities are ongoing, be higher during implementation. I think when you get into a business as usual model, it should reduce. And again, the number of environments you have will influence the complexity. I don't see this as being, certainly not in the implementation, a full-time job. It could easily be done in a part-time role. I think during implementation, it will depend on many factors, but certainly there are points in an implementation where there will need to be a good, solid, full-time individual managing your environments.
And it probably should also be included in the implementation plan, so you have an overlay of your environment management along with your activities for go live or testing or whatever else is going on in the implementation plan.
Absolutely, Frank. And, you know, it's, to me, environment management is just another stream certainly in the implementation plan. And it influences everybody who's working on that implementation, because you'll have teams expecting environments to be available, expecting to have the relevant patch levels. And then you've got all the comms. And then the integrations, data migration. Everybody needs environments.
So, yeah, so let's expand on that a little bit. Can you provide examples for our listeners of where you've seen a successful environment strategy? And then maybe you can contrast that with an example of where it hasn't been as successful and why it wasn't successful.
I won't mention any names. I've seen a number of different approaches to environment management. I think one that certainly worked well was it's a UK company who they had a number of work streams. And this is something that started off life during implementation. They had bit of a sort of complex setup because there were sort of coexistence, and then they moved to move fully into cloud HCM at a point in time. And they actually started using Trello. And it was to the point, Trello, that was interesting. I had a quick look at it. They showed me. It was great. So I went and had a look myself. So they had something that they could use that individuals within their organization could subscribe to. So when something changed, it was communicated, they were aware of it. And I thought it was quite a novel approach. As far as I'm concerned, it worked for that particular customer. There are other ways of doing it, spreadsheets. I've seen all various guises of environment management in the tools. Some people prefer spreadsheets, some people prefer doing it themselves, Access or any other sort of tool like that. But I thought the Trello one was quite interesting. Example of where, unfortunately, there are several examples of where things could be better. And it's probably more the best way to present the sort of where it hasn't been so good is where there's been no environment management. And that has become so complex at times and so frustrating. For example, a customer doesn't have a robust environment management structure in place. They need a fix. They don't know what environment the fix needs to go in. The service request was raised for a different environment. And in order to help Oracle help our customers, it becomes very difficult if you don't have that information to hand. And what ultimately happens is if you don't manage it well, you spend far, far more time trying to delve into the details, going back over time, trying to analyze what's happened when you've got a situation that you need to know what's in that environment. So it's frustrating, I think, more when you don't have an environment management structure. Nobody knows what's happening. I've seen situations where config has been promoted to one environment because nobody knew it was in there. An environment refresh happened to that environment and they've had to redo the work. So this is just one of the things that, and that's pretty severe in that particular case. So lots of reasons for having an environment strategy and environment management mechanism.
Okay, great. Thanks, Andy. And, once there's a great environment strategy implemented, it just becomes a day-to-day activity and no one really notices. It just goes forward and being executed without a lot of stress or any issues. So yes, highly recommend a very detailed environment strategy put in place. So do you have any final comments or advice for our listeners about environment management in the cloud?
Just to reiterate what you just said there, Frank, that don't underestimate the importance of environment management strategy. And it's not just about the implementation. It's what happens post-implementation when you go live, you're living in the cloud. And I would urge you, customers to work during implementation, customers to work with a partner to help drive out that strategy and prepare yourself, the customer prepares themselves to take on that role post-go live.
Great advice, Andy. And Sandy, thank you for being able to join us on Cloud HCM Talk Radio today and sharing your expertise about environment management in the cloud with our listeners. It was a pleasure having you on the show, and I'm certain that many listeners will find the show helpful for a better understanding of environment management. So thank you again for being here today.
Thanks, Frank.
If you'd like to learn more about environment management in the cloud, as we discussed today, please check out Sandy's recent Cloud Customer Connect posting by going to the shortened URL. That is bit.ly/2RR lowercase b, uppercase j, uppercase h. And once there, you're going to find the MS Excel-based tool that Sandy mentioned that can help assist in managing your environments and other important information about the tool, which includes the guidelines covering the tool in detail. And that contains important information that is not covered in the video, so it's a must read. You'll also see a version of the tool that contains test data and also a version of the tool without any data at all. And then there's two videos that provide a short introduction and walkthrough of the tool. So please check out the site for more information today. And please be sure to let us know if you have any questions or comments about our show today, or if you would like to share ideas for a future show. You can simply send us an email to cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We enjoy hearing from you, so please be sure to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about environment management in the cloud. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Cowell. You've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.